You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In this episode, I'm covering some of the key skills required for a successful proposal. These aren't all the skills you need, and you don't have to have them yourself, but they're fundamental ones that you must include in your team. The first one is subject matter experts. To write an effective proposal response, you need qualified subject matter experts who contribute to or write key elements of the technical portion of the proposal. Using writers from the BD department or the sales team, or even hiring external writers is tempting. However, you'll end up with generalities and something that looks and feels more like a sales pitch rather than solid, quantifiable details and information that evaluators need to give you a good score. There's really no substitute for someone who understands the business and knows how it works in practice. The other benefit of having that expertise is that subject matter experts can draw on their past. They can bring forward issues that may be important to the client, but which a non-technical writer simply wouldn't be able to include. Subject matter experts include individuals within your organization who are highly experienced in a particular area. That could be quality assurance, HR, information technology, logistics, product development, whatever is directly related to the product or service you're trying to sell. Subject matter experts can also be subcontractors who provide a particular part of the overall service. Of course, even the best subject matter experts, however, may not write well or be able to focus their knowledge and expertise into strategic messages directed at proposal evaluators. In this case, use the subject matter expert's knowledge and expertise and support them with someone who can actually do the writing. The next one's marketing and sales skills. While the technical subject matter expert's important, the ability to sell it is equally important. Be careful, however, your proposal can't simply be a marketing or sales pitch. You need to be able to combine your technical and service expertise with client requirements, deliver on hot buttons, themes, and messages, and talk about the technical subject matter in a way that gets the client's attention and speaks directly to the evaluator in a concise, well-structured response that results in a high evaluation score. The necessary skills go beyond general marketing and sales and delve into specifics related to your particular service and how to best represent your capabilities so they match client expectations, evaluation criteria, the RFP questions, and the structure. Effective selling involves being able to look at your service solution backgrounds and expertise and identifying ways to take the facts and turn them into compelling reasons for the client to favor your proposal over your competition's. You also need creative skills. Writing a proposal is not a mechanical process. It requires creativity in addressing issues, dealing with negative concerns, putting forward your advantages, and convincing the client that you have the best proposal. It doesn't mean using a template document, boilerplate material, and cut-and-paste response. That's not what creativity is. Creativity enables you to uniquely address the requirements of the proposal by using that base material, but not just by reusing old stuff. Every proposal should be customized for the client, but that doesn't just mean doing a search and replace on the client's name. To some extent, creativity also involves the ability to look at what you've got, compare it to what's expected, and match up those results in a creative way, especially when there's a gap. When there's an area in which you don't have direct experience or background, being creative will help you find a way to address the problem effectively and meet the requirements as closely as possible. How you present information, including the diagrams, lists, tables, photos, or other things, will also benefit from this creativity. Since the only reason for including information of any kind is to influence the evaluator to give you the highest evaluation score possible, you need to be creative in your presentation. Resist the temptation to use information in its original form and understand why you're presenting it. Then modify the information to get the point across properly. So finally, writing. Good writing skills go well beyond grammar and punctuation. In fact, good writers can be bad proposal writers. The writing skills you need include the ability to get the message across in a concise, targeted fashion with simple, well-crafted writing that's not pretentious or arrogant. You're not writing a novel. This sometimes means ignoring rules you learned in English 101. Communicating effectively is more important because the message needs to be easily read and understood by the evaluator. That's job number one. Filling pages with colorful prose, complex vocabulary, complicated but correct grammatical structure that impresses rather than communicates won't help you win. At the same time, filling your proposal with poorly written, highly technical, and unfocused writing is also sure to fail. So you can see there's a balance here. The gap between what you write and how the client interprets your writing is a hurdle you need to overcome. So there's another tip that'll help you win more business. Listen to the other podcast for more techniques or get your copy of the book available online at Amazon and other online sellers. You can even ask your local bookseller to order it for you. Get more from these blogs by asking me a question or leaving a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. If you want me to cover a specific topic, please let me know. Our contact information is on the website, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.